none of my family are Muslim, not with the exception of my grandson who lives with me. He attends the school here at the mosque. He's being raised as a Muslim. Other than that, I come from a traditional, I guess it would be Southern Baptist, Pentecostal, and some of everything else, Christian background, basically. I have not been Muslim very long, approximately 10 years. I was 50 years old when I took my Shahada to become Muslim. I did it after a period of time where I'd become very disillusioned with which I guess you would say is traditional Christianity and so forth. I pretty much stopped being affiliated with churches when I was a young adult. My parents made me go to church, like a lot of kids when growing up. But over the years, I would go periodically with my wife. My wife is a devout Christian, so I would. I was always searching for something, in other words. And when I got to a point where it didn't seem I was going to find it, I just broke from religion altogether. And when I came to the mosque, I had no idea what actually went on in the mosque. But my revelation came when I opened the door, when we actually opened the door to enter the mosque. It was something like I had never seen in any church that I've been in my life. Because, you know, here in this country, I grew up like most people. The preacher would tell you there's one God created us all. And yet we had a black church, we had a white church, now you've got a Korean church, a Spanish church, and that never made sense to me. If one God created you all, why aren't you all praying together? So that was one of the reasons I just started putting distance between Christianity. But when I came to the mosque, I saw people who, I mean, I didn't know what their nationalities were at the time, but they turned out to be Indian, Pakistani, Arab, African-American, Caucasian. And I saw all these men in here, and women, but I was looking at the men. And not only were they worshiping God together, but they seemed to be enjoying each other's company. And to me, I thought, you know, I said, well, this is how it's supposed to be, because there's not going to be any form of world peace or anything until people get to that point. So that's what moved me. That's what initially attracted me. And then, of course, since then, I found out that this Brotherhood of Islam is real, because the same thing I experienced that first day, every time I come to the mosque, I experience it. You know, so that was the big selling point for me.